From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama has been working the phones today, speaking to key senators about the effort to get Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke confirmed for a second term in office. Some Democratic senators have come out in opposition to Bernanke, but Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd, a Democrat, and former Senate Budget Committee Chair Judd Gregg, who's a Republican, issued a joint statement in support of Bernanke today, and they predicted that he will be confirmed. Vice President Joe Biden is promising Iraqi leaders that the United States will appeal a federal court ruling dismissing manslaughter charges against five Blackwater Worldwide Guards in the killings of more than a dozen Iraqi civilians. NPR's Quil Lawrence has the story.
Both Iraqi and American investigations concluded that the five Blackwater contractors were responsible for the deaths of 17 unarmed Iraqi civilians at a traffic circle back in September of 2007. But last month, a U.S. federal judge threw out the case on technicalities, blaming U.S. prosecutors for mishandling evidence. The ruling spurred angry demonstrations across Iraq. Vice President Biden is in Baghdad on a trip his aides say was planned weeks ago, but Biden's arrival coincides with a crisis over upcoming Iraqi elections. The White House has downplayed expectations that Biden can solve the political logjam, but his announcement about the Blackwater case will at least be warmly received. Blackwater lost its contract to operate in Iraq, but still provides security services to the U.S. Embassy under a different company name. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Emergency crews in Haiti have rescued a man in his 20s from the rubble of a fruit and vegetable shop 11 days after the earthquake that devastated the country's capital. He's said to be in good condition. Earlier today, the United Nations announced an end to formal rescue efforts, but the Haitian government quickly responded, saying efforts will continue until they call it off. Dozens of search teams are still picking through the rubble, looking for anyone else who might be alive. A funeral was held in Port-au-Prince today for Catholic Archbishop Joseph Serge Mio, who was killed in the earthquake. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
The funeral for the Archbishop of Port-au-Prince was held in a courtyard in front of the city's crumpled cathedral. Piles of debris had to be bulldozed out of the way to let the convoys of dignitaries, including President René Préval, reach their seats. Archbishop Mio was remembered as an advocate for the poor in a terribly impoverished country. Funerals have been rare here since the earthquake. Tens of thousands of corpses have been dumped in mass graves or burned in the streets. This funeral was about more than just remembering Mio. It was the first large public ceremony in the city since the quake. Bishop Joseph Lafontaine said the country needs to be reborn and rebuilt, and if Mio had survived, he'd be helping to lead that effort. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is calling on Congress to create a bipartisan commission to look for ways to reduce the nation's massive budget deficit. Mr. Obama apparently backing away from a plan to have a presidentially appointed panel. That idea got a negative reaction from key lawmakers in both parties when it was floated on Capitol Hill this week. The congressionally formed panel, as proposed by several lawmakers, would be required to produce deficit reduction steps that would have to come up for a vote in Congress before the end of this year. Famed Hollywood actress Jean Simmons has died. She was 80 years old. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
Jean Simmons' break came when she was just 14 years old, and a British director chose the young beauty from a dance class to appear in the 1944 production Give Us the Moon. By the time she was 19, she'd played Ophelia to Laurence Olivier's Hamlet and starred in Great Expectations. The London-born actress went on to co-star with some of Hollywood's top leading men, including Kirk Douglas, Gregory Peck, Richard Burton, Rock Hudson, and Paul Newman. Here she is alongside Marlon Brando in Guys and Dolls.
Oh, when my love comes along, I won't.
Jean Simmons was nominated for an Oscar twice and won an Emmy for her role in the television series The Thornbirds. Her agent says Simmons had lung cancer. She died Friday at her home in Santa Monica, California. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The storm system that brought flooding and mudslides to Southern California is now dumping heavy snow on parts of New Mexico and northern Arizona. And storms are also drenching Las Vegas, which has gotten more rainfall this week than in all of last year. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.